On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, vice president around here is Kevin Herr, and we have Matt Cotrillo as our news director. On the news line with us now, State Senator John Gordner. He's the Senate Majority Whip in Harrisburg and is on the line to talk about the coronavirus. Thank you so much for calling in this morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Your general reaction to the partial shutdown, we heard a lot of Republican pushback last week, but we didn't hear much from you. So what's your view on what's happening now in Pennsylvania?
Well, what happened on Thursday night, I joined with the rest of the Senate Republican leadership in putting out a statement, which you folks would have received. We were critical of the way the governor did it and the manner in which he did it and the method by which he did it. To do a press conference at around 4:30, well, he didn't do a press conference. He did a one-minute video around 4:30 or 5 o'clock on Thursday, which is sort of the end of the business day anyways, and to make it effective 8 p.m. that evening and without a waiver program was just a disaster. All of our phones lit up. The state website crashed with the list. So we had a emergency conference call Thursday, I think around 6 o'clock. We put out a statement almost immediately and asked for a waiver program. And much as I'll be critical, I'm going to be complimentary. A lot of the things that we were critical of the governor and his team and how they did it, they did immediately respond with some changes. They indicated later Thursday evening that they would, in fact, have a waiver program for businesses to submit, which was up and running on Friday. Ultimately, I think they got over 10,000 waiver requests. They did change the list. We urged them to consult the Department of Homeland Security's federal list, which they did on Friday, and then they amended it again on Saturday. And since then, the governor, again, heard what our complaints were. He's been doing a lot of press conferences from his home, but still taking media questions in order to be transparent. Again, critical Thursday night about how it was unveiled and the method and means which was done, and then compliments to he and his team Friday on in hearing the questions and concerns and responding to them.
How do you reconcile what the governor is saying now in terms of how long the shutdown will last? I mean, he's completely open-ended. You know, if he were to accidentally blurt out the words May or June, no one would be surprised because he talks about this as being months rather than weeks. And then you have the president saying, well, we hope to reopen by Easter. As one of our state leaders, how do you reconcile that? What do you take away from that?
Well, much as different areas of the country are affected differently, it's the same way with the state to a large degree. You have lots of pockets in the Midwest that have not seen the huge pandemic reach them, and then you have places like New York and California and Washington where it's hit hard. I mean, New York City and New York seems to be the epicenter here in the United States. In Pennsylvania, we still have 20-some counties, and I've got a couple of them in Northumberland and Snyder. Well, I saw the news in regard to Northumberland. I don't know if that employee or where they live, but at least as of the report yesterday at noon from the Department of Health, Northumberland Snyder still has not seen one case yet. And in my district, in which I have 260,000 people, I have a total of 5 cases so far. And yet in Philly, in the Philly suburbs, in Allegheny County and Erie County, those counties are seeing stay-at-home orders. So it's one of those challenging things where there are certain pockets and then there are areas that haven't seen a case yet.
Well, that Milton employee, we don't know where he or she lived. We don't even have actually the he to put with that. But in any event, yeah, that hasn't been counted in the Northumberland County numbers, at least not yet. Well, when are you getting a sense when businesses will be allowed to open?
No. We did have session yesterday, the first remote session in history. Both the House did things differently as a result of rules that we adopted last week. I was there for the Senate. On the Senate floor, I think there were 8 senators present, and the other 42 senators participated remotely through Zoom. It went off pretty well. There was a couple of glitches in regard to voting that we had to take a pause or go at ease in order to get the system going, but ultimately we were able to pass 4 bipartisan bills, both in the House and Senate, the Democrats and Republicans working together, and those bills are on their way to the governor.
Are you getting a sense what will happen to the school year?
Well, one of the bills that we passed yesterday and that is on the way to the governor is a school code bill. It deals with a number of the issues in regard to 180 days and the 90 hours or 900 hours, 990 hours, depending upon whether it's K through 12, and providing flexibility, urging distance learning. We talk about what employees get paid and how the system is. But at this point, we don't know. The governor has formally extended the school closure statewide till April the 6th, which is a Monday, with students not able to come back until April 8th. He's giving schools the 6th and 7th 2 days in order to get ready for students to come back on the 8th. But as you remarked, that could be changed again.
What helps are there for businesses out there?
Well, at the moment, there are 2. And I expect in the next 24 hours there's going to be a huge number 3. There has been, for the last couple of weeks, a SBA, a Small Business Administration loan program. I have had a number of businesses from my district take advantage of that program. You can go to the Small Business Administration website and access that. The second one that we just announced late yesterday, because now it's all in place and they're ready to start taking applications, is, I think, an excellent one, although there's a limited amount of money. That is through the Pennsylvania Industrial Development Authority, which is PETA. The entity in our area that's going to be administering that is CEDACOG, and late last night, CEDACOG let me know that they do have an updated web page, so that you can go to CEDACOG's web page and you can access the requirements, the guidelines, and the form, and it'll tell you how to submit it. The neat thing about this $61 million program is, again, it's in the form of a loan, but A, there's no application fees, B, there's no interest for the first year, and C, there's no payments necessary for the first year. It's specifically for small businesses that are 100 employees or less, and it's meant to give them some working capital in order to keep operational. And again, no interest and no payments for the first year. The last one that we'll all need to keep a look at, and maybe you can get someone from Senator Toomey's office on the line to get more information, but as part of the $2 trillion relief package that the Senate unanimously approved late last night. We'll have to wait till the House does it. But there's $367 billion available specifically for small businesses. So I don't know the details about that, but that number, $360 billion, is a huge number, and we'll be interested to see how that also can help small businesses in our area.
All right, that's $1 billion every day for a year for small businesses. So, yeah, that would go a long way. How about help for individuals from the state? What has the state Senate done that might help individuals? And, of course, I'll readily recognize that all of the things you just said help people, but anything additional that helps individuals?
Sure. Again, one of the 4 bills that we did yesterday dealt with unemployment compensation. I think we're going to see the formal numbers today, but I think in Pennsylvania alone, we've seen in new claims over 500,000 Those are numbers that we've just never, ever seen. So over 500,000 new unemployment comp claims in the last week or two. So the bill that we did yesterday formally takes in some things that the L&I secretary has already said he was going to do. Normally you have to wait a week before you can start to collect unemployment comp. That has been waived, so there is no waiting week. Two, normally you have to do a work search, so you have to be out there looking actively for work. Well, that's also been waived because there aren't jobs available to go and look for. As far as the business goes, there's an automatic relief of charges. So anyone filing for unemployment and getting unemployment as a result of this coronavirus, the business will not have to pay additional money because of that. There's going to be automatic relief of charges. But again, I would pay attention to what this federal $2 trillion relief package contains, because I think there's going, or I believe in it, there's additional federal UC benefits. Right now, they're capped at the state level to between 20 and 26 weeks. I believe this is going to contain extra weeks, along with extra monies. Right now, there's a cap on the maximum amount of money you can get in UC benefits, which is less than what your pay is. I believe in some of the controversy and what was being discussed there in Washington is that folks can basically end up getting 100% of what their pay would be through UC benefits. So pay attention to that. I would urge people, people are trying to call, and they're, as you can imagine, a month ago on a Monday, there's normally 2,000 phone calls or contacts for the UC program. This past Monday, there was over 50,000. So I don't know if you can do the percentage increase, but it's huge.
That's crazy.
So would urge people to please go to the website if they're able to. You can fill out the forms online, but there's also an online chat option, and so would ask people to do that. There are some people that still don't have computers, and they used to go to the library. The libraries are closed. So people that don't have the computers, they're going to need to call. Otherwise, those of us that have them, please go online and fill out the applications online or use the online chat option.
All right. Well, from where are you working these days?
I've been working at the kitchen table. I've never done so many phone lines, online conference calls, emails. I don't know that I really ever heard about Zoom, but I've certainly used Zoom more than I ever have, as I guess schools and everyone else are. But I've got notebooks and pads and everything else to track all the different issues that we've been following.
We know you've been busy. We have, since we started talking, we got some listener questions, so I'll forward those to you via email, and you can reply at your leisure, or just supply the email to the individual that asked the question, and you can send that off to your staff. Thank you so much, Senator Gordner. Very much appreciated today.
Sure, I'd be glad to do it, and if you need me to call back in and answer questions, I was on PCN this week on Monday night, but I'd be glad
that.
To do it for your listening audience as well.
Yeah, I saw that, and I believe that is on their archives if folks want to see even more about what went into that. You had talked about the primary during that interview and some other things. So, all right, thank you so much, Senator Gordner. Thanks for checking in, and we will ask you for updates as time goes on.
Thanks, Mark.
That is State Senator John Gordner, Majority Whip in Harrisburg, and from the kitchen table in Berwick is where he's doing his Harrisburg work these days.